Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. So Patterson, Sanford, Palin, seems like there have been any number of governor dramas since Rod Blagojevich got into so much trouble. But there's an update in the Blagojevich story. John Harris, the former chief of staff for disgraced Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, has pleaded guilty to fraud. Blagojevich, you may recall, is facing 16 counts of corruption, including extortion, racketeering, and lying to federal agents. With an update now, Rob Wildebohr, criminal justice and courts reporter for WBEZ in Chicago, joins us. Good morning, Rob.
How you doing, John?
This plea of guilty to fraud by John Harris, the former chief of staff for Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, does signal how the prosecution of the governor, the ex-governor, is going to go, correct?
We kind of had a roadmap when they released their complaint. What do you mean in particular?
Well, I mean, is he a witness who's turned, or are we talking about separate allegations, separate sort of corruptions? Is this a fundamentally separate prosecution or a separate deal, John Harris?
Oh, no. This is the guy who was arrested the same day as Blagojevich. And he's going to be able to shed light on a lot of basically what happened around the Senate seat. Prosecutors have charged Blagojevich with a number of different crimes, but the big one that got all the headlines, of course, was the allegations around how he dealt with the Senate vacancy when Obama won the presidency.
Well, Rob Wildebohr is criminal justice and courts reporter for WBEZ in Chicago, who of course reported the story, which originally was broken by federal prosecutors who arrested Rod Blagojevich, thinking that as governor he was trying to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat, Barack Obama, of course, becoming president. So how does John Harris, the former chief of staff, bear on that particular element of this case?
Well, he really gives us – he'll be able to give us an inside view of what was going on. Of course, prosecutors already had thousands of recorded phone calls with the governor and other people allegedly scheming about this. This investigation has gone on for years and years, so there are previous investigations that were kind of little pieces of the puzzle, and they've been building towards an indictment of Blagojevich. But then Harris really was in the room with Blagojevich, and so he'll be able to say stuff like, oh, you know, we had this conversation on this day, and what I understood the governor to mean is X, Y, and Z, and the governor told me to do A, B, and C, and so then the next day I came back and told him I had done A, B, and C, and this is what the governor responded. So it'll really... You know, with these recordings that they have of the governor, you can always say, well, you know, we meant this or that. Harris will be able to say, well, no, this was our understanding, and this is what we did based on that understanding. And the other thing that Harris brings here is as you said, prosecutors brought the charges against Blagojevich kind of in the middle of this alleged scheme, before the Senate seat had been sold. So there was no real perfected crime here. So one of the things that a defendant could always say is, well, you know, we talked about it, but it was just talk. Harris will be able to say, no, on this day, on Wednesday, he told me to do this in order to further the scheme. And on Thursday, I reported back to him and he told me to do this.
So he'll be able, if he can indeed say that. I mean, the suspicion is if there's anybody who could say that, John Harris would be the only one, right?
Right. The investigation's gone on a long time. So there have been a lot of people already who have pleaded guilty in this case. None of them co-defendants with Blagojevich, but people who have been related to this case in some way. Harris really gives us the first person that was in the room with Blagojevich that's that close to it.
You know, let's talk a little bit about what's on the line for prosecutors, Rob. It seems to me that based on, first of all, Blagojevich's defense team, and he appears to have fairly formidable representation, but that plus what you just alluded to, that this arrest and this whole case, they intervened right in the middle. They didn't have a smoking gun. The Senate seat wasn't sold. Prosecutors probably aren't going to be able to convict Blagojevich on the Senate seat sale, are they? But they have to make a pretty good case that something like this was going on. They have to bring a lot of testimony into court on this issue to make it look like they have a really serious case here, and that all this that they created was worthwhile.
You know, they did bring this case earlier than they would have liked. But I don't know that they would have brought it if they didn't think they had the goods. This
right.
is an office that has like a 96% conviction rate. So if they bring charges, they've usually got a case pretty much in line. So I'm not sure if Harris is kind of the cherry on top here or if this was a part they really needed to fall in place, if they really needed Harris's testimony against the governor to make this case work for them. The one thing I think, you know, that is always a concern if you're a prosecutor is that, well, you know, maybe there's someone out there whose kid had a terrible illness and who was able to get health care because of a program Blagojevich implemented. If that person ends up on the jury, you know, wouldn't they want to repay Blagojevich in kind, like for saving their child's life? And so Harris kind of ensures that it just makes it a little tougher to for someone to find an out. If they wanted to find Blagojevich innocent, Harris makes it tougher for them to do so.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, talking about the jury pool there, do you really think they're going to have a difficult time? Or are there a lot of really sympathetic Blagojevich voters out there who might end up on this jury and cause problems for the prosecution?
I don't know that there are a lot, but of course all you need is one. And
right.
there are people out there who are sympathetic, and clearly Blagojevich thinks there are people out there sympathetic, and clearly he thinks he can maybe convince, you know, as we've seen this public relations media campaign he's waged since being arrested, it seems that that's been, a lot of that has been targeted at potentially sympathetic jurors.
So he's trying to turn the jury pool into either a no big deal, there's our governor out there, gosh, this is terrible, but he doesn't look so bad, or he helped me on health care or something like that, and I'll never vote against him. Finally, before we go, are there other Blagojevich staffers that might turn, that might be convictions or pleas of guilty and cooperating with the prosecution in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact timeline will be because, of course, when you're talking about pleading guilty, you're working through all your testimony with the prosecutors, and they want to know what you're going to say before they offer you a deal. And then you and your lawyer, you know, if you're the defendant, have to figure out, well, how much time are they willing to give us, and is that worth us? You know, there's a whole negotiation
right.
process in terms of bringing down the sentence that prosecutors will agree to. So I don't know when it will be, but yeah, there is talk that Lon Monk, who is another former chief of staff to Blagojevich, is also talking about pleading guilty, and another top aide named John Wyma. So there are a couple more, and this is all on top of the people who have already been convicted or
sure.
pleaded guilty in kind of related cases and who are going to testify to certain aspects of the case. But again, Harris, who pleaded guilty yesterday, he'll be able to provide a larger narrative and put
yeah.
put a lot of things in perspective because he's been the top aide from 2005 to 2008, so he's got a fairly long track record there.
All right, so when he's not speaking to us on The Takeaway, Rob Wildebohr is criminal justice and courts reporter for WBEZ, speaking to the people of Chicagoland. Thank you, Rob.